Yes, folks, it's here. It's time once again for that really great show, the one you've been waiting for all year long. Finally, here it is again, the fifth annual Faux Vietnam Moratorium Day. No business as usual. This fifth moratorium stars, friends, the all-American people. And this year's special guest, Spiro T. Agnew.
And here's Agnew.
Now this message from a communist regime in North Vietnam.
Countrymen, lend me your ears.
Here's Agnew.
The Vietnamese and world people fully approve of and enthusiastically acclaim your just struggle. The struggle of the Vietnamese people and the U.S. progressive people against U.S. aggression will certainly be crowned with total victory. May your fall offensive succeed splendidly.
Governor Reagan thinks
the American people want peace.
Ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah, I think young Americans are going to die because of this kind of demonstration.
And here they are, ladies and gentlemen, the stars of the fifth annual Moratorium Day, direct from the streets of San Francisco.
The American people.
I think we should get rid of all the people that are declaring for their moratorium.
Really?
I think they're disgusting and seditious.
And yet you're against the war.
Right.
It's that same old riddle, gonna start from the middle.
I think these people are probably the most disgusting form of animal life we've had in the country for a long time. They're seditious. Nobody likes the war, but nobody likes sedition either. Any more questions?
Yeah, well, how do you personally express your feelings then about the war?
Well, I would suggest that they bomb North Vietnam as rigorously as they can with aircraft, destroy the cities, destroy the militants over here in the United States, and get rid of the whole thing.
The American people want peace.
Are you serious?
The American people want peace.
Fight it to win the damn thing. Don't fight it. Just stand around and pick your nose over there.
An intelligent people that have had studied the thing, figure out how to get us out of it, not let people brawling in the streets like they did in Nazi Germany decided.
'Tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee, I
think. Well, it's very clear. We got a good president. Let him decide what was good for us. We voted for him, didn't we?
Well, some people did.
Well, I did. The majority did. That's why he got elected.
But now 57% of the people feel like we should get out of Vietnam.
Well, they haven't got a mind. They haven't got a mind of their own. Then they changed their mind like kittens.
Most people didn't want Jesus either.
So they remained Jews. So we became Christians. So what's the difference?
We're not Christians.
I am.
I'm more Christian than you are, probably, and I don't go to church.
Are you a Jew? You believe in Christ?
I believe in love.
What?
I believe in love.
In love. Well, that's a good thing. But remember this, without violence, you can't do nothing. Without violence, you can't do nothing. You have to have violence to push in and out, to create something. You got to remember that. If you don't do that, you don't create nothing. Just love, just kissy, pissy, pushy body.
That's pretty good.
Sure, it's pretty good. I get to the fundamentals. So remember, the most important thing is violence. The second is love. And the third is honesty.
LSD?
Honesty.
Oh, it's an honesty.
Clear thinking.
No.
What?
Protest. I'm so mad at him because they got that war going that I could scream. Boy, I'm telling you. Everybody's against it. I don't know anybody that's for it. I don't know anybody that's for it.
I don't think you can run a country on how loud someone shouts in the street.
No consequence to me. I'm busy.
I suppose I'm interested in myself first, for which there is no excuse on a moral basis. Are you going to take part in the moratorium at all, in any manner?
Nope.
Nope. But you're a dove.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to do anything. Where I work, I was told that we're not allowed to do anything. Anyone that stays off from I can't tell you where I work, but anyone that stays off, that's their last day. At my age, I'm not going to lose my job. At my age, I can't go out and get a job like I've got now, and you know, I'd have to start all over.
Are you going to participate in the day, in the moratorium
day? No, I'm an adult, and I have a job, and I have to work. No, I'm an adult.
You might think it's treason.
I speak out socially, but not publicly.
Do you have any feelings one way or another?
No, no. It's got to be done. It's got to be done. So who am I to say it doesn't?
Can I have a minute of your time?
I don't care to testify.
Everybody, everywhere,
do you, Mr. Jones?
And now, folks, for a surprise added attraction, here's the All-American Mother.
Wednesday, yes, I don't think they should pull out.
You don't think we should pull out of
Vietnam? No. Very dangerous to do that.
Why is that?
We should stand behind our president and stay in until the negotiations are done with Paris.
Choose a leader one at a time, but stand behind him in a line and follow that leader to musical meter. Whatever he does will be just fine.
Want peace.
And so, for the makers of Time and Bandwagon, it's bye-bye for a while. And don't forget, stay tuned for Business as Usual.
Without violence, you can do nothing. So remember, the most important thing is violence. The second is love.
The American people want peace. 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 The American people want peace.